Alright. Hey everyone, welcome to Liv's Corner. I know it's been a while, and to believe it or not, that is entirely my fault. God, I've been like so out of it lately, and just like not able to focus on much other than my comic or my work. And let's be honest, there are some things that I do for a job, other than, you know, comics and podcasting and whatnot. We have like a bit of a social life and a bit of a day job to attend to, so sorry if that gets in the way. Feel bad, you know? This podcast like means so much to me, and I just noticed like how much of how much of a following like I've kind of gained up according to this stat thing. There's a bunch of plays that's been happening, especially with most recent episodes, which have been a little bit more meaningful, and I'm kind of glad that I'm getting a bit of a spark of attention from you guys about, transgender issues and just overall LGBTQ stuff, and, you know, I'm glad that I'm getting a response. So, I'm going to try and commit a bit more time to this podcast, as, you know, you guys seem to be enjoying it, hearing me ramble about like many different kinds of things, including trans rights and advocacy. So to get started, let me just tell you what's been going on lately and why I haven't been around. So as you all know, I went through a bit of a breakup with my ex, and she's actually now my best friend. As you can tell, that went pretty well, you know. Things are a lot smoother now, and, you know, it was peace made, so things are pretty going good on that spectrum, on that side of the end, or whatever you call it. What's new is I am doing better at my comics. I'm doing way better at my job. Just doing well overall. The transition's going great. I have boobs now. Oh my god, I have boobs. Jesus Christ, son of a popsicle. Like, they're small, but they're... It's kind of like the tiny but mighty situation. Like, they're small, but they're super fucking sensitive. God, any other trans girls that went through this? Because I'm pretty sure they have. My boobs, whenever I tap them the wrong way, a sharp string of pain is just, like, shot from my nipple. Just throughout my entire body. And I'm like, Jesus fucking Christmas. Why must you hurt so much? Ugh. I just wish that someone could have warned me about this. Actually, now looking back at it now, I remember reading on Reddit a lot when I was just a little egg. I remember reading on Reddit that they told me specifically that my tits were gonna hurt like shit. And, you know, I should have listened. I really should have listened. On top of that, you know, less body hair growth, thank Jesus Christ. I need laser for my freaking face still, but, you know, whatever. I can shave every day. I still look cute. Whatever. I'm still a tall ass, lanky ass bitch. You cannot deny that. When I'm walking down the street, you want to shout, "Hey, the Jolly Green Giant!" But no. Nothing green about me, except for the fact that I recycle. Oh, what now? That was cringy. Fuck me. Oh god. Okay. Jesus, I'm smelling my water. Stay hydrated, kids. What else is new? I have a girlfriend now. Oh my god. Oh my god. Her name is Nicole. She is the sweetest damn thing you ever seen. Oh god. Oh, my heart throbs. And she... Backstory. I've had this fantasy of always wanting to be cuddling with somebody. Like, my head would be on their chest, and, like, they would hold me tight like I was this tiny, fragile little person, and I've always wanted that. But, unfortunately, my tall linkiness preserves a more dominant side of me, and shows the world, hey, I'm not this cute little girl that wants to be held. I'm this massive, fucking tall-ass girl who wants to dominate and possibly make you my bitch. That seems to be what my height wants to portray to the world. And I'm not entirely agreed on that. No, what? The thing is, I don't want to be the one to be cuddled on. I want to be the one to cuddle with you, if that makes sense. Like I don't want to be the person whose head, whose chest is their pillow. I want to use someone else's chest as my pillow, if you get my drift. But no, when she cuddles with me like that, like with her head on my chest, I'm trying to avoid my boobs as best as possible because she knows how sensitive I am. She just like sits there and just like snuggles up to me like a little cat. It's like adorable. Oh, I can't even. God. It's like the cutest thing. But on top of her cuteness, she's also very, very insightful. Tends to talk a lot, which I like her for. She can hold decent conversation, and it's really cool how she's able to do that. Like, if you're watching something with her, she will break down the show's meaning and its plot and its character arcs. Like, you have no idea. Whew. Fuck, if I had a guest in this show, the episode alone would probably last, like, maybe an hour or two. It really depends on the conversation at hand. But anyways... What she said to me earlier kind of put me into perspective on how I look at my gender identity, as well as my, you know, sexuality. So here's what the real topic of the show is. To be you and not your gender or sexuality. Now, let me explain. I'm gonna set my teddy bear down, because he is going to listen to me, and yes, my teddy bear is a he. His name's Nando Bear. God. I'm such a fucking dork. Alright. So, let me explain. Now, there's a sketch by his comedians called Key and Peele, where they talk, or I think Peele portrays a really flamboyantly gay man. Alright. And he sits in the office, a cubicle, across from his coworker. And his coworker, it seems like a normal guy at first, basically makes a small suggestion to the other coworker. You know, actually, let me just play the audio for you. Hang on. Hold the fucking phone. Yes, I'm by my computer. Do not judge me. Homophobia. Yeah. Okay, you might recognize this. Okay, I'm gonna play it for you, and you guys are going to understand what I'm talking about.
Latrell? What's up, baby girl?
Can you please turn that off?
Why, you don't like my music?
Is it music? Because it sounds like a bunch of sex noises over a bass line.
Oh, I get it. You don't like my music because I'm gay. You can't handle a gay man's music.
No. I'm trying to work here, and that music is weirdly sexual.
Oh, I see. So my sexuality is weird. You just can't fathom a man being attracted to another man.
I can fathom it. It's... Can you just please listen to some other gay music like Barbara Streisand or something? Anything
that's... I see. Okay, so listening to Barbara Streisand is gay. Stereotype much? So you seen anybody lately?
Yeah, I mean, kind of. I think
because I got it good last night. Oh, it was like, bam! I mean, my man was like, bleep. Like he had a baby arm holding on to an apple.
Don't call it a baby arm.
Oh, I see. So you can't handle hearing about how I'm gay. I'm sorry.
You just referred to your boyfriend's penis as a baby's arm holding an apple.
Well, that's what it looked like. And it's not my boyfriend, by the way. And any what's, you're homophobic.
No, that's not homophobic, okay? You're explicitly talking about sexual things in the workplace.
Fine. There's plenty of stuff that we could talk about. You know, my penis cup, my scrotum cozies that I have been knitting recently. Oh, with these knitting needles that I have just noticed look like little skinny purple penises. Et cetera, and et cetera.
Oh my God.
Can I show you a picture and then you tell me if it's good for Facebook?
Okay, I'm fairly certain you're going to show me something overtly sexual.
Don't you prejudge me! Here it is. Ah! That's a close-up of an anus. Oh no, that's not an anus. That's my anus, baby girl.
That's disgusting.
Oh, I see. So you don't want to see a close-up picture of my anus because you hate gay men.
No, I don't want to look at a close-up picture of anyone's anus.
Homophobe. There's a homophobe right here. Homophobe alert!
Homophobe!
Woo, 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 woo.
Hey. Hey, baby. Ready to go to lunch?
Yeah. Latrell, this is Gavin. Gavin, this is Latrell. This is my boyfriend.
How you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing, Gavin? Gavin?
Great. Wanna go?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
No, trust me, it's not. That's the guy.
Oh, I get it. I'm not persecuted. I'm just an ass.
God, I can't even with that. Okay, so if you guys haven't, put two and two together, Peele, or I think Key, forgive me, guys, if I do not determine, I should know by now, I'm an idiot. I own Keanu, for God's sake. Okay, I mean, I own the movie, not the actual movie. I mean, I own a DVD. Of course, Liv, why do you have the money to own a motherfucking movie? Okay, continuing. Okay, so, the guy, I think it was Peele, or Key, his boyfriend came by, and basically, that's, you know, what happened. They just walked away, and they realized that the flamboyant, the guy, Terrell, was like, you know, he's not homophobic. I'm just an asshole. And I'm like, yeah. And this comes into contact, into perspective with, how we generally see ourselves as transgender people who often, in the beginning stages of our transition, make everything about our flag or about, like, just, or about transphobia or how we often see people looking at us, and a good 50% of the time, or if in fact, almost 75% of the time, we always accuse them of being transphobic, when really, we are just something that they haven't seen in a while, or at all, for that matter. I mean, we're not exactly crawling out of our caves to tell people, hey, guess what? We are here. We are queer. Get used to it. We're not exactly the type of people to shove it in everyone's faces that, oh, hey, I'm trans. Deal with me. You know? We often think of ourselves like we're doing that, or that we, or when we don't think about ourselves doing that, we think that other people are like, hey, I'm transphobic, deal with me. You think people could be like that, but, you know, the reality is, almost everyone that we see looking at back at us isn't transphobic. Also, if we flaunt around the flag and make the flag exactly just to be the end-all be-all of our existence as a trans person, it becomes sort of, I don't know, defeats the purpose of the flag. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I love our flag. As a transgender girl, I love how, you know, the colors, specifically in a bright setting, are very feminine. And in a really tough background setting, they are very masculine. So it kind of appeals to both sides. And even the in-between side that doesn't identify as either male or female, but as just a trans person that's non-binary. Those exist, by the way. Do not, I swear to God, if someone comes up to me and tells me non-binary doesn't exist again, I'm going to kick someone's ass. It exists. My friend is non-binary, and you can go kiss someone else's ass, or my ass, for that matter, if you don't think that non-binary is real. Sorry, rabbit hole topic. Back to this. what started the conversation between me and my girlfriend about this, about, you know, having to express yourself, not just your gender, was the fact that I kept the trans flag as a wallpaper on my phone. Now, with this, I told her, hey, how come you don't have a flag? And she's like, I just don't. She just doesn't like how people misuse it or misrepresent it and, you know, call it their sexuality or their gender. And I'm like, how do you mean? And she shows me this video with Key and Peele in that one office homophobic sketch. And it makes sense, because what this guy, what Peele's character is trying to show is that some people who are, you know, in the LGBT community tend to make their entire personality revolve around being LGBTQ. It's often seen as the stereotype for most LGBTQ people. And it's kind of annoying, to be honest. I mean, of course, if you're like that and you want to express your sexuality, like, it's most of your personality, by all means, go for it. But, you know, if you know you are more than just your sexuality and then just your gender, you know, express it. No, I mean, I'm not saying don't express your gender or gender sexuality. I'm saying express yourself too. Don't make the end-all, be-all of existence be your pride flag. Because at that point, you know, are we really, you know, a part of this community? I mean, like, the point of the flag is to add diversity. You know, there's many different flags, many different sexualities, but it's all in the name of diversity. The gay pride flag acts as a flag for just strictly gay people, or sometimes, in some situations, acts as a flag for all of LGBTQ. Sometimes, certain situations they do, but the flag represents diversity. If you make the flag your personality, really, you're just falling to a trend, not you. And yeah, I know, some people, and I'm saying this because I've seen it, okay? Some people use the LGBT community to be a trendsetter, and it's a damn shame. And it shouldn't be that way. The flag in of itself represents not who we are, but, you know, what we strive for as a community. It represents how we want to be, you know, equal and, you know, noticed and just, you know, understood. I'm diving into some deep shit here, and he's making me exhausted. case in point, don't be your flag, be you. Be proud of your flag. But frickin', you know, acknowledge your flag and make sure that, you know, if you have one, you display it someplace if you want to, or, you know, do something little, like keep a mini flag or something, or you don't even have to express pride at all. If you're prideful, then just, like, say you're prideful of your sexuality or gender, and that can just be it. No one is required to have a flag. I mean, if you do, it's cool. If you don't, it's fine too. And if you want to show pride, show pride. But in no case or circumstance should you make the pride flag your end-all, be-all of existence. You know? There's more to our diverse community than just our pride colors and our situations that surround us. We are all, each and every person, an individual, and we have our own personality. So, wherever you go, have pride in who you are, you know, as far as gender and sexuality is concerned, but also have pride in who you are as a person. Because if you don't have that, then what do we have? Man. Jesus. Guys, I cannot tell you how exhausting or how frustrating it is that if I say something, but the point gets kind of twisted. Because, you know, being a podcaster, trying to, like, represent your stuff better, and with almost little to no ability to edit your stuff, it's kind of difficult. And yeah, I don't have much of an ability to edit. It's frustrating at most, but yeah, you know, it's there. Fuck. Jeez, holy shit. I am exhausted. Anyways, that's all for today. Hope you guys really enjoyed this, and just to let you know, you can now support my podcast. All you gotta do is go to the show notes at the bottom in the description, and you'll see a link. And that link is a button that can help support me in this podcast. All you gotta do is click that button and donate, say, 99 cents a month as a start if you want to. Heck, you can even donate up to, like, 10 bucks a month if you wanted to. I think there's, like, 3 tiers, I guess. Here we got 99 cents, $4.99 a month, and $9.99 a month. Now, I earn more money if you do the full $9.99, but I am grateful if you do 99 cents a month. That'd be so amazing. Because with this donation, not only are you helping to support me in my transition, but you're also supporting the Trevor Project. Yep, that is right, folks. Starting as soon as the end of the month, I'm going to start accepting donations for me to personally donate to the Trevor Project. I'm not associated or affiliated like professionally with them, but I will say that I love what they're doing for the community, how they are reaching out to the LGBTQ youth, and that they are helping people in crisis situations and suicide prevention. And it's just a really great charity, and I think I can relate to it on a personal level. I did have a time in my life where I wasn't doing too well, and I did think about, you know, ending it all, and it was just a terrible time. I didn't know of the Trevor Project then because I didn't identify as anything at that time, but knowing that these people are out there helping others who are like me in a situation just as similar, it warms my heart, and it feels like I should be doing something as a trans advocate, as a general LGBTQ advocate, to just, you know, donate to people who support us. And so, since I don't have as much money as I want to donate them to them, I'm counting on you guys, the listeners, the folks at home who know that an underdog is only an underdog if they stay that way. That's right. So with your help, and with my promise, we're going to donate to the Trevor Project. And it's all going to be down to you guys. So please, if you want me to do this, to at the end of every month, whatever proceeds I get from this show, please donate once a month. As low as 99 cents would be terrific. And we can help do this. But we can do this together. That's what I'm trying to say. God, I can't. And you're listening to me unedited, by the way. And it's really hard to get my words together on the spot like that. But, you know, whatever. So, donate today. I'll put the link in the show links and the show description. See you guys next time in the next episode. Have a good day. Bye!
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.